did they ever use it? Did you ever hear any of those hammers called the G-Wiz?
No.
And the part of the wagon that goes through the hub, what's that called?
Spokes?
Yeah. No, this is, you know, from one wheel to the other. That, you know, round thing that, you know, cars have them too, you know. It's the, what goes through the hub, in other words. I mean, this isn't part of the wheel. This is...
I know what you mean, but I don't think I have heard of them.
What's it called? An axle, or...
Yes, I guess that's what it was.
Or an axle, or an axle rod, you want to know.
Yes, I'd say that's what it was.
Okay.
Axle.
All right. And something that, you know, shaped like this, that they put a log on with it, I saw it.
I can't remember what that is called.
Like a sawhorse or a sawbuck?
A sawhorse.
Or a sawjack?
Yes, I've heard them called all three.
Okay, which would you say those for me, the ones that you're familiar with?
Sawhorse. Sawjack. I don't think I ever heard them called anything but that, though.
Okay. And something you might use a comb on your hair, or you might use a
brush.
And to sharpen a razor, use a leather
strap.
All right. And to, you might call it a bullet, you might call it a shell, and a shotgun, and a rifle, they call it a
cartridge?
Sure, exactly. And this is something one child sits on either end and goes up and down.
Seesaw.
And when kids are doing this, you say they're...
Seesawing.
Okay. And when they're... have you ever seen a limb or plank suspended at both ends that kids would jump up and down on in the middle? Just kind of a long board.
Springboard.
Yeah. And a homemade merry-go-round. Any...
I don't think I've ever heard him call anything that makes
right. Like a flying Jenny, or a whirligig, or a riding horse, or a flying Dutchman, none of those are.
I don't think I've ever heard him.
Alright, and something suspended from a limb or a bar, or maybe from a tree, there are two ropes that kids sit on.
Swing.
Alright, and next to an indoor, a stove, a coal stove, person might have a small container there for just enough coal, you know, for one.
Well, you would call it a wood or coal box.
All right. Well, but this is something that you could carry.
Basket.
Well, you know your coal, maybe your coal hod or coal scuttle.
Well, you could use scuttle, yes.
All right. And the part of the stove that goes up and out of the house.
Piping.
Yeah, or sometimes it's just called a stove.
Crap.
Yeah. And then this has one wheel and two handles and is used for conveying, moving dirt, for example, or manure or anything.
Wheelbarrows.
Yeah. And something to sharpen a scythe or a knife with, something you can hold in your hand.
The whetstone.
Okay, fine. And then one on a treadle that you operate with your foot.
Sewing machine?
Yeah. I like a sewing machine, but this is something for sharpening a knife. You want like a wheel?
Grindstone?
Yeah. And I came up here and I drove up in a
car.
Yeah, okay. And if you're going to cook something, you can say you're going to make a cake, and you might have to do something to prepare it first. What do you have to do? You have to prepare.
Well, you would
put some Crisco in there or something. Say you're going to
grease your pan.
All right. And so